Good morning, 640, and a wild ride so far this week on Wall Street with many ups and a lot of downs, fueled in part by concern about declining oil prices, what's going on with the Russian economy, and whether or not the Federal Reserve might change its interest rate policy moving into 2015. Joining us live, because he knows this stuff, Peter Tanis, who's chairman of Lynx Investment Advisory. Peter, good morning. Great to talk with you again.
Same here. Good morning, Mike and John.
Tell us a little bit here, as you look at this, people at the end of the year tend to think about, you know, what should I do in preparing for 2015? It's a good time for reflection. Is it a time for change in how you allocate your investments?
Well, here's one good way to look at it, Mike, and the best historic precedent I can give is that you and I have been talking on air about this stuff for well over 15 years on WTOP, which means we've talked about the internet bubble in 2000, we've talked about 9/11, we talked about the scary financial meltdown in 2008, and yet just a few weeks ago, the stock market set new all-time highs. There's a real lesson in this, and the lesson is get your allocation right between stocks and bonds and commodities, including some gold, and don't mess with it for the simple reason that if you sit panic out of the stock market and sell your stocks, it is likely you will not know when to get back in. We are very close again to a new high in the stock market.
Great advice, as always. But, you know, you mentioned bubbles. It seems like we have sort of a Fed bubble going on right now. They just announced again that they're going to keep these rates low. And, you know, in layman's terms, that's essentially what's propping up the stock market, right?
That's exactly right, John. In fact, Janet Yellen waved some red meat in front of this aging bull stock market yesterday, and it sprung to life. Yes, indeed. We've had tremendous periods of volatility in the last few days, and there's good reason for that. The Russian crisis is downright scary. You've got oil prices sinking, which vastly hurts Russia. You've got these sanctions, largely U.S. imposed against Russia for their activities in Ukraine, a declining ruble. But what is really scary is that President Putin is so unpredictable that he totally spooks markets about what he might do next. The good news on the other side of the declining oil prices is that it puts about $800 in the laps of American families, and most of them are going to spend that, which is another boost to the economy. So on balance, yes, we're in an aging bull market. The bull market is starting to show some signs of arthritis, but that doesn't mean we're in a bubble. It may mean there's a correction ahead, but we should not be overly concerned about that.
Peter, it is great. Have a great new year, and thanks so much. Always wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you again.
Same here. Peter Tanis from Lynx Investment Advisory.
Still ahead, looking at the Redskins QB carousel, 644.